Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Friday, a show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now here is your host, Sonia Larez. Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous and enlightening episode of Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Larez, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, holistic health and wellness consultant, and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, Whispers, it is so good to be in our safe zone in the Whispers Lounge. I have to tell you, I am so excited over today's discussion. Our pre-show was fire, and I so enjoyed delivering it. We're over on the Noom vibe now. It used to be the Wisdom app, so if you're looking for us and you can't find it, it's because the app is called Noom Vibe. So we was vibing all the way. And Whispers, if you have a question that is in alignment with our discussion, I mean really in alignment with our discussion today, please feel free to give us a call in. And it's all about mindful practices for self-discoveries. This is not where you call in and share your comment or your thought. I mean, literally, it's about really calling in with a question and asking your questions that we can pour into our discussion and build upon it. You can call in at 516-595-8091. Again, that number is 516-595-8091. But if you have a comment or you just love what you're hearing, or maybe you're too shy to call in with your question, you know we have a live chat box in each and every one of our discussions because Blog Talk Radio has our back. Drop your questions and your comments in there. If you've got like fire emojis, just put them in there because you know I love to monitor a great chat box. I want to give you also a broadcasting note, and I'll also remind you as we go closer to the end of our show that this is our last show for season 8. Can you believe we're wrapping season 8? We're going to be on spring break from Friday, March the 15th through Friday, March the 29th. We'll be returning April 5th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on our home platform of blogtalkradio.com/whispersinabottle. So don't worry, if you have not subscribed to our fabulous newsletter, you need to do so because I have a special presentation that I'm going to be giving on the 14th. And to learn all about that, you have to be inside of the Whispers community so you get all the juicy details. So Whispers, make sure you stay till the end because like I said, I got a couple of broadcasting notes. I'm going to give you some reminders as well, but you know, I love to start all of our discussions with a clear meaning or a definition. So you know this is no different. So we're really going to get the meaning or the understanding of mindfulness, okay? Mindfulness means the quality or state of being conscious or aware. Let me give it to you one more time. Mindfulness means the quality or state of being conscious or aware. So Whispers, today we're going to embark on a transformative journey exploring that profound connection between mindfulness and the unveiling of our authentic selves. And I think we need to begin by really understanding the essence of mindfulness. Isn't that beautiful essence? It's almost like it has an effervescent smell to it. So if we were going to equate a smell to mindfulness, maybe we would put like oranges or lavender. So it would be that kind of evoking of emotion and thought and that calmness in there. So mindfulness is not just a practice, okay? It's a way of life that encourages us to be fully present in the moment. Ooh, let that breathe for a minute. You know, just like if we just opened up that candle and we just wanted to get the aroma of it. We uncapped that bottle of wine and we want to get that air to go through it. Let that marinate with you for a second. Mindfulness is not just a practice. It's a way of life that encourages us to fully present in the moment. See, embracing our thoughts, feelings without even judgment or criticism. So as we cultivate mindfulness whispers, we lay the foundation for a deeper connection with our authentic selves. Oh, there's that word, authenticity, real, genuine factor. How many times have we heard that throughout this whole season? That for us to show up and accept ourselves, we have to be authentic. See, mindfulness serves as a powerful tool for cultivating self-awareness, self-acceptance, self-awareness. Being in a space and place by turning our attention. I want to say by turning our attention inward. You know, we become attuned to our thoughts. We become in tune. Now, what does that word in tune mean? It means that we become really, our ear becomes very sensitive, that we hear the unspoken of our thoughts, of our emotions and physical sensations. Now, how powerful is that? How dynamic is that? You know, even mindfulness sounds a little sexy, doesn't it? I think it does. See, this heightened awareness allows us to recognize patterns. It allows us to even recognize those triggers and behaviors that may have been previously overlooked. You know, through this clarity, I guess whisper is what I want to say, is through this clarity, we pave the way for a more authentic understanding of who we truly are and what we are. So whisper is, when we practice mindfulness, we learn to observe our thoughts and emotions without labeling them as good or bad. And this non-judgmental stance creates a space for self-acceptance, where we can acknowledge and embrace every facet of our being, every facet, the good, the bad, the indifferent, the flamboyant, the spicy, or the very demure. It's through acceptance that we align ourselves with our authentic self. And we get to break free from self-imposed limitations. See, I love this discussion because I find that mindfulness sharpens our intuitive abilities by quieting the noise of external influence and internal chatter. Remember, we had a full discussion on the inner and outer noise we must be willing to tune down or tune out. And we tune into our inner wisdom. See, that's a difference. Now, notice I didn't say we tune into our inner noise. We tune into our inner wisdom. That's a place in a space that you got to be willing to sit in a deeper essence of self. See, in that place, in that space of wisdom, we gain insights that align with our true desires and values. So sometimes when you're sitting in that space, introspection, the connection with our intuition becomes a compass guiding us towards authenticity, helping us to discern the choices and the paths that resonate most with our genuine selves. Genuine, authentic, real. See, all these words have power and meaning in them. All these words that I use in each of our discussion is building and putting that stepping stone into you being able to step into your greatness. But for us to do that, we have to be mindful. We have to have practices that help us to be aloft in these ways. See, Whisperers, you realize that this beautiful quality helps us and helps in nurturing compassion for ourselves. See, when you don't have this dynamic quality, 9 times out of 10, you cannot even show that empathy of self. But you can definitely be criticizing and a critic of self. Because, see, the practice of kindness and mindfulness go hand in hand. It's an essential element in our journey of self-discovery. It's an essential area of our life that we must be willing to pour into. What kind of vessel are you pouring into for yourself? Are you really using a vessel that has holes in it, that's leaking, that when you pour the necessary things into it, you lose parts of it because it has a hairline fracture and there's still that leaking of it? See, we have to be conscious of this. And by treating ourselves with kindness and understanding, we create a nurturing environment for growth and exploration. Exploration. You get to dive and delve deep into who you are. We extend compassion to our flaws and imperfections. We dissolve the barriers that hinder authenticity, allowing our true selves to shine through. You know, I share with you all constantly how, as a person, I was able to really discover self early in life. And so many people don't get that opportunity. And it's an opportunity, in all honesty. Many times parents, they're so focused on who their child is supposed to be. We are not those people. But you don't allow them to be the person they're supposed to be. You have standards that you have set up because they were trickled down from generation after generation, or you don't know how to speak into that creative soul that you've birthed. So now you've pressed into the implementation of this mindfulness has to be disregarded. It's not how it gets to develop and blossom and nurture. And we have mindful practices placed into us. My mother was so profound in certain things she would say to us. And she said, as your parent, it is for me to understand what this garden needs. In every garden, the soil is different. So I can't plant roses in this soil because it's too acidic and the roses won't blossom. Or I can't pour in and place this flower in here because it won't cultivate and nurture that flower. And because of different personalities and different ways that we were, she poured into us differently. I was a child who was quiet. I was very introspective. I was inside a lot in myself. Wasn't that I wasn't caring about the outside, didn't have a thought about the outside or anything like that. I was very introspective. I was very much in thought that when you did ask me, well, what do you think? I had a clear vision and pathway to the thought. And so in turn, she knew that she had to water and plant differently in my soil, which is my heart, to cultivate it, to nurture it. She did that throughout my life. Even as an adult, she did that. As I told you all, she was my manager. She was my best friend, too. And she knew how to be the Sonia Whisperer, as people like to say. She got this dynamic way with me. But so many times when we are cultivating this space and place of mindfulness, we don't realize that sometimes we have to till the soil of our hearts
so we can start to plant and nourish and have the right seed grow. And that's why discussions like this is so empowering and so impactful. See, Whispers, when I develop discussions or I think about different topics that I want us to build upon, it's because I've sat in a space and a place, in that introspective place and in the mindfulness of where I want to coddle and not coddle, but hold you dearly to my heart. To be able to give a beacon, that light, to show you where you are needing to be more compassionate with yourself. Where mindfulness needs to be a guide into your space and place, that beacon of light, your GPS into self-discovery. So imagine if you started taking yourself at face value, how the stress and pressure would be lifted. Imagine if you started to appreciate that perfection isn't something that is realistic and perfection is unattainable. And the more that you try to place perfect as your standard, you would realize that it is going to dwindle and just depreciate you even more. But imagine if you nurtured compassion and mindfulness to be able to see that that imperfectly perfect you, imperfect, is dynamic, brilliant, and deserving of kindness. Imagine how powerful you would be. You would be like lightning striking a tree. Woo! Have you ever witnessed lightning striking a tree? It is powerful. It is dynamic. And that's what we need for ourselves, Whisperers. See, Whisperers, the transformative power of mindfulness lies in its integration into our daily lives. And by incorporating mindful practices such as meditation, mindful breathing, and conscious living, we infuse authenticity every single moment. How? How is that possible? Because, see, mindfulness allows us to be in the moment. There's power in moments. There's beauty in seconds. There's dynamic energy in micro wins. Mindfulness becomes a constant companion. It guides us through the complexities of life and anchors us to genuine factors, real meaning. So this season has been by far impactful. And it also gave us dynamic keys to allow us to accept ourselves. I want to take you backwards too. I want to take you back to the very first episode, and I introduced you into the journey of self-acceptance. And if you have not gone to listen to the episodes while we're on spring break, I encourage you to go and pick up your keys. Because these keys allow you to open up the corridors, the hallways, the secret compartments, the hidden crevices of your hearts and your minds. These powerful master keys allow you to open, but they also close off the things that are not serving. Detriment. Because that's how powerful they are. So in our first episode, The Journey to Self-Acceptance, we explored the concept of self-acceptance as its importance in personal growth and development. Because we didn't maybe put all those pieces and those keys together to have the tumblers really kind of turn over in the way that we needed them. So now that we got the key over here, we needed to go to the second element that would allow us to open up the necessary lock for us to open up even more of ourselves, which was understanding our self-worth. Ooh. Whisperers, we found that profound understanding of self-worth that is the key component to self-acceptance and building self-confidence. We found that by having understanding of self-worth, it allows us to show up in the spaces and places for ourselves brilliantly. It actually allows us to be our advocate. And it celebrates Y-O-U. That led us to looking deeper into the next element of overcoming self-criticism, mindfulness practices. You see where the connections, you see this circle is being made and all of your dots are being connected because you receive strategies for silencing the inner critic and nurturing the beautiful quality of self. Compassion. That means that love doesn't mean weakness. It doesn't mean dragging. It means uplifting. And then we really came in and we gave ourselves the biggest hug in the world when we realized the role of vulnerability. How embracing vulnerability can lead to a greater essence of self-acceptance and authenticity. I tell you constantly, I'm the most vulnerable and open person you'll meet. I share tons of things with you right here in this space, in our safe zone, every single week. I open up the curtains, I kick open the doors so you can see and hear and connect with me. That you can see, hear, and feel that I live this, and this is my passion and my energy and what I want for you. And maybe sometimes you can't even see it for yourself, but because we are on a pathway of growth, it's the light that shines within the darkness. Clear voice amongst the noise. And that's what Whispers in a Bottle, as well as myself, have become for you. But in that role of vulnerability, which was a huge factor that gave us clarity on how we needed to be open with our thoughts, emotions, and feelings, that led us into something so profound and so that it shook everything. If you only knew what all the responses was from this episode and all the emails that I received defying societal expectations, it would blow your mind. See, we explored and redefined the pressures that society wants to place upon us and defy the need to conform and the importance of being true to oneself, understanding that you can be the square in a circle, and it's okay. It is okay. Because, see, we're defying the expectations of society. We're defying the labels that they want to stamp upon everything. Oh, you should be this. You got to be a size 12. You got to be a size 2. You got to do this. You got to eat green. You got to do... See, when we remove those unrealistic expectations, we then can celebrate our dynamic vessel that we're in. And that moved us right into a beautiful position of body positivity and self-acceptance. And I got to tell you, that's the dual superpower that I love to work inside of. I work tirelessly to have people and clients and to just accept themselves, accept this vessel for the things that it has done for you, carried you through, brought you through trials and tribulations, birthed children, took you through sickness, hardship, whatever it did for you, it brought you there. And you may be dealing with a chronic illness, but you still are here. You are here and you show up and you do things and it's wonderful. We learn and leaned in on how our body image issues and ways to develop a healthier relationship with ourselves, how to look at ourselves through beautiful colors and expressions of ourselves. We learn the DNA of our body types and everything else that has gone through generations. Told you, I got wide hips. I get that from my family. I love them. Now, it doesn't mean that I could lose a little of that cushion on the sides of them, though. Doesn't mean that. Don't get me wrong, whispers, because I can lean down a little bit. But I still love Sonia. And I love what Sonia looks like and what this body has done for me. 5.5 years in a wheelchair. And to see myself being able to stand, yeah, do I have difficulty? Sure. Sure, I do. Do I still have to go to therapy? Yes. Yes, I do. But am I doing it in my way and dynamic? Yes, I am. And I'm showing up and showing out. See, that's how powerful this is. And then it moved us even further in that we had the cultural and identity acceptance, how our culture and identity factors play a role in self-acceptance and personal growth, how we are beyond just the mere show that we are in. We are beyond just brown and tan and white. We are beyond that. It's about really thriving inside of different cultures and understanding them and having them a part of our life that give us this rich wealth, but opens us up to mindful practices. See, whispers, you see all of our keys come into play, that they help us to align with our core values, our self-worth, and development of loving self in totality. Totality. Mind, body, soul, spirituality. That's totality. I tell people constantly, I work with clients in totality. And everybody says, well, what does that exactly mean, Sonia? Well, I help you with your lifestyle. I bring your relationship into it. Your health and your wellness. Your wardrobe. But I also work on your mindset. I get you to pivot and shift. That you show up better for yourself. That means that it trickles over and trickles into your family. It impacts those that you are in alignment with. Maybe it's in your business. Or it even connects you to a deeper essence of self and why self-compassion and mindfulness is necessary for you to heal, to keep growing and moving and stepping onto those stepping stones to your greatness and the trajectory to be towards. You get to knock off those rose-colored glasses. And you get to see vivid color. You get to wipe off those limitations and those specific little criteria that people have placed on you or told you you were too much or not enough. You get to step in and step out with clarity, dignity, and a sense of self. But for us to do that, it requires that we sit into that space and place. It requires that we bring mindfulness into our life. We have to be willing to serve this at every part and every section of our life. We have to realize that it starts with Y-O-U. And if you cannot connect to that, then it's necessary for you to start really investing in self. You need to see a professional. That's why I tell you, there's no shame in that. There's no harm in it. And please, if anybody says that we don't do this, you know instantly, hello, I need to call you today. I need help because somebody just said something that is going to help me to defy societal expectations. Because yes, we do this. Because see, my mindful practices means that I have to tap in to a deeper quality of self so I can have authenticity, so I can show up whole, so I can be healthy, so I can be happy, so I can be focused, and I can live in the moment and not keep what-ifing myself, or I used to myself. Whisperers, this is powerful. I'm excited that we took this journey into self-acceptance, because without it, we wouldn't be able to move closer to our purpose and our potential. Our purpose and potential. And I know this season seems like it came to a quick end. But let me tell you, when you are working on deep qualities, they got to be smaller so you can be able to achieve the goals. Because see, you're doing deep work on yourself. And sometimes as you were looking and maybe you're working on this space and place, it may have even brought up emotions and feelings that you pushed away again. Let them in. Validate them. See, mindfulness is about validating the feeling, the emotion, giving it the respect. Being that nurturing soul to ourselves. Because if it was a friend that needed you and they were feeling just down and they were in that space and place, you would pour generously over them in words of kindness indeed. And many of you all have just sent flowers or a card or just a text message to your friend because they just needed that. Have you written yourself a note to say, I appreciate you? I love how you show up every day for me. Thank you for allowing me to be in my space and place. I appreciate that even though many times I don't appreciate me as this dynamic vessel that I'm in, you show up for me. Whispers, do you hear the power in that? Do you feel the connection in that? Woo! Sometimes when I get in this space right here in the Whisperer's Lounge, and I'm sitting behind this microphone, you don't even get to know how much I feel your energy. And every word that comes out of me is from my heart, my soul, every being that I want you to feel, because I know so many struggle with these things. But it doesn't make you less of a person. It doesn't make you less of a brilliant individual. It just means that you need to be willing to sit in the space and place to do the necessary work. So mindfulness becomes authentic. Mindfulness starts to vibrate at a decimal that is so loud that it just is everything, and you start to feel and live it. That's how powerful this is. That's how dynamic this quality is. I ask you all the time, have you celebrated your micro wins along your journey? My clients and associates, friends, family, everybody will tell you, I am about micro wins. And I get them to acknowledge them. I get them to see them, and I get them to celebrate them. Not with everyone else, but they must celebrate their micro wins. And trust me, if they called in, they would tell you how many times I just constantly, well, how did you celebrate that? Well, did you celebrate it? Why? What say you? Because that's so important. Have you done the work to come back and get the master keys that would move you closer to loving all of you? If you haven't, why? Are you not important? Are you not valuable? Are you not necessary? Deeper questions. Deeper questions we have to be willing to ask. Our flaws aren't negative. They are tracers of how we need to pivot and redirect our energy. Remember we said flaws and errors are our lessons and our stepping stones. That's how powerful this is. Perfectly imperfect whispers. And we are always in need of development. We are always in need of watering our garden. And we are always in need of cultivating our soil, which is our heart and our mind. It's that powerful. You're on with Whispers in a Bottle. What's your question?
Yes, I was just calling in to share that I am one of those people that you have told needed to celebrate themselves and the micro wins. And I wanted to tell everyone listening that I used to have that problem, and now I have fought to make that something that I do every time I have a micro win.
I love it. Why is it necessary?
I will say that it's necessary to do it, especially by yourself, because you tend to hedge on being with others when celebrating all the time, and you never actually understand fully your accomplishment and or your big accomplishments and micro wins yourself fully when you're by yourself and you're enjoying it and you're breathing in the work that you did and the result of it.
I love it. Thank you. I appreciate you calling in. Oh, you see that, Whispers? Now, that's someone that works with me on a regular, right? And you hear the reason of why. And that vibration at a different decimal. And when you really understand and really kind of nurture that space, it allows you to even see yourself in a different way. And it's a profound feeling that you have. So I encourage you all. I will go back and ask you this question again. Have you celebrated your micro wins along the way? Have you done the necessary work to come back and gather the master keys that will allow you to stay on your trajectory? I want you to sit in that space and place of introspection. Because for us to really cultivate the garden, for us to really understand the power of mindfulness in our practices and how it allows us to discover ourselves is profound. So, you know you're perfectly imperfect. Stop putting unrealistic expectations on your plate. Stop expecting yourself to get everything right, because that won't happen. Learn from the mistakes that you make. Allow them to be the lessons that move you forward. And also remember that compassion must extend to you. See, mindful practices allow us to do that. I said in my earlier show today that I have a dynamic tool that I use with clients, and it's called the 4-4 method. And it really allows them to sit in a deeper space and place. And it opens up a channel of where they need to focus into their self. And each person that does it, they have a deeper essence of where they need to go and what it is trying to tell them and pivot them towards. And I teach them how to use this in their day-to-day. And many times they'll text me because they're not understanding what it's saying and where it's, what it's leading them towards. And they need the clarity in it. And that's why if you're looking and you need help in that way, I tell you constantly, there's a link to my calendar in each and every one of the descriptions. If you're over here and you haven't, you know, connected, connect. Join me over on our Instagram page. Instagram has a link to my calendar. Join me on our YouTube page. The YouTube page has a link to my calendar. Because I'm open. And sometimes we need a beacon to show us that way. This season has truly been impactful. I'm so honored that you spend your life seconds with me and you allow me to come into your space and to share and to pour into each of these discussions. I appreciate those that call in, those that are in the Whisperers Lounge, those that are in the chat, those that come into the Wisdom app, now known as the Noom Vibe. I appreciate you so much. All of you that are subscribers to the Whisperers Exchange, those that even allow me to work with you inside of my agency and the practice, I appreciate you deeply. I love being able to birth dynamic discussions like this. And let me just tell you all this. Next season is just as powerful. I think next season might be even one of those ones that is going to be like, wow. We always have wow moments, but I really think next season is really going to shift some things. And just to remind you all that we are on spring break, Friday, March the 15th through Friday, March the 29th. We'll be returning live on all of our platforms. It starts at 1 o'clock over on the Noom app, a Noom Vibe. Let me get it right. Noom Vibe, April the 5th. And that's Friday, of course, because we're always on Friday. And we'll be back here in our home platform of blogtalkradio.com/whispersinabottle at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then we have our post show. Make sure you join me today for the post show, because I'm trying to tell you guys, every element, every part of our show on Friday is necessary. You cannot skip elements, because each discussion gives you master keys that build upon our discussion. So today at 4:15 over on YouTube at Whispers in a Bottle, you have got to come over there, because I'm trying to tell you this is going to be great. I also want to just let you know that there's a special presentation that I'm going to be giving, and that's only going to be on the Noom Vibe app. That's going to be on March the 14th at 11:30 a.m. So once again, that's the Noom Vibe app, and that's going to be at 11:30 on March the 14th over on Noom. So with that being said, everyone, don't forget, if you haven't subscribed to our Whisperers Exchange, make sure that you subscribe so you get all the invitations. You know where I'm going to be with different discussions. I got a lot of interviews that are going to be coming up as well. So make sure that you subscribe to the newsletter. Follow us on Instagram at whispersinabottle_podcast and our YouTube channel at Whispers in a Bottle. And I got another channel that is birthed that's strictly showing you how we work together with inside of La Paz as well. So get into the newsletter so you can lean into everything. So I look forward to our post show this afternoon and connecting with you guys. So with that being said, everyone, until we get back together in our April the 5th, it's such a privilege and an honor, like I said, to be here. My name is Sonia Leray. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, holistic health and wellness consultant, and motivational speaker. But by far, I'm always honored to say that I am your host. All right, see you at 4:15 over on YouTube. Take care, everybody. Have a beautiful weekend. You have been listening to Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Friday with your host, Sonia Leray. Lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, holistic health and wellness consultant, and motivational speaker. Please make sure you review our show. Like, share, and make sure you come back next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/whispersinabottle. Have a great weekend.